Parshas Yisro Shvi'i Perek Chav Pasuk Tezvav. V'chol ha'amro mesakolos v'esalapidim v'itzkol ha'shofar v'esahar ha'ashim. And all the people saw the voices, the lights, the flames, the sound of the shofar and the mountain smoking. V'yar ha'am, and the nation saw, v'yanu, and they moved, v'yamor me'rachokim yisod from afar. Says Rashi, v'chol ha'amroim, malavit shalo hayo behem echad suma. Everyone means there was no one blind. No one there was mute. Everyone answered, and no one was impaired. No one was deaf. We will do and we will listen. Listen means everyone will listen. They would see the thing that was only audible, which is impossible to see elsewhere. I mean, this is an unusual experience. The sounds that were emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just the sounds of the shofar, that were with the entire experience. Vayenu, and they moved. Ein noa elo zia. The word noa is actually another word for meaning trembling, moving in the sense of trembling. Vayemod merachok, and then they stood from afar. Hayu nirtain l'achareim, they drew back. Shish eser mil, ka'orach machaneim, 12 mil, corresponding to the length of their camp. And the angels would help them come back. The kings of legions move about. This is referring to the malachim, not just the kings, but the malachim, the angels. Yududun means help move others. Pasuk Tazayin. You speak to us. And you shall listen. And Hashem should not speak with us. Because maybe we will pass away. Pasuk Yizayin. Vayomer Moshe el Amo Shezes Antivo Al Tira'u. Don't be afraid. Ki because Leva'avur Nasos Eschem Ba'okim. Because in order to exalt you, Hashem has come. Uva'avur Tia Yoso Al Pnechem Uvati Sechato. And also so that you should have His fear before you, and you should not sin. Says Rashi Leva'avur Nasos Eschem Legadol Eschem Ba'olam. The reason is for Hashem to promote you. Hashem's purpose to have you speak Him, speak directly, was to promote you, the Jews, in the world. So you have a reputation among the nations. That Hashem, in His own glory, revealed Himself. Nasos. The word nasos here means to elevate and show greatness. Raise a banner. Arim nisi, I will raise my banner. Kanes es hagvua, like a banner on the hill. Shehu zakuk, which is stood up straight. And that's going to stand up, stood as like a test. Uva'avortia yuraso, sha'adeshi yisen oso yiru miyo. Through you having seen Him, when He showed Himself as a fearful and awesome, teidu ki ein zuvaso. You will know that there is none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sir umi pono, and you will have fear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirches, ayamot ha'am. Mirachok, and people stood from afar. Moshe Nigash al Harafel. Moshe approached the fog. Asher Sham Halakim, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. Rashi says Nigash al Harafel. Rifnim Yisholosh Mechitzes, within three partitions. Choshech Anan Barafel. Shnemar Vahar, Bawar Be'ish Alev Hashemayim. Choshech Anan Barafel. The mountain was burning with fire until the heart of the heavens, the darkness clad in fog. As it says in Devarim. Arafel, who Av Hanan Shamarlo, and the fog, the Arafel, is the thickest of the cloud which is mentioned to Moshe. Hinei Anochi Ba'elacha Ba'av Hanan. We said earlier that Kosh Baruch was going to create Kosh Baruch to Moshe in the Arafel, the thick of the cloud. Pasuk Yitzes Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ko Samar B'nei Yisrael, Atem Risem, Ki Min Hashemayim Dibarati Machem. Say to the Jews that you've seen that from the heavens I have spoken to you. She says, Ko Samar B'losh Mazet, and this specific language in the meaning Lashon HaKodesh. Atem Risem. Yish Hefresh Bein Masha Adam Roa L'Masha Acher Masichano. There's a difference between what a person sees and what people tell him. Shema Sha'acher Masichano Pabim Shalibul Cholok Mila'amin. Sometimes people, what people tell others, sometimes people have a hard time believing it. Kim Eshmaim Tibarti. The Kosov El Homer Vayir Hashem Al Har Sinai. So how could be Hashem speaks from the heavens, but another passage says Hashem went down. The third pasuk, Minashram Mishmechas Kolo, Yasreka, Val Arsere, Aracha, Ethisho Agadola. The pasuk says in Devarim, from heavens Hashem made the voice, His voice heard. to give the rebuke, and on earth he showed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Bnei Yisrael the great fire. Meaning, Kavod Hashemayim, Vishol Gvura, so al Aretz. Hashem's Kavod is in the heavens, and it's fire and might on earth. Tavar Acher, Hirkin Shemayim, Shemesh Shemayim, Hashem bent Kavod Yachol, the heavens, and the heavens of the heavens, Vitzin al Har, and he spread over the mountain, Vachinu Omar, Vayit Shemayim, Vayirod. Hashem bent the heavens and ascended, as we mentioned earlier, as you said this chat earlier. Pasuk Chaf, Lo Sasuniti, did I make images with me? Images of silver and gold, they should not make for you. They should not make for them, for yourselves. Rashi says, don't make images of my servants, which are servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is referring to the Kruvim which Hashem command them to make to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuli Yishal Kasef, that they should not be made of silver. Shim Shintam Asosim Kasef, but if you make it silver into silver instead of gold, Harihin Lefana Kelohos, they'd be like false gods before me. And that's why Hashem's warning not to make it out of silver. El Hezav, Bala Hazir Shalay Yosef Al Shnayim. The passage now is referring, again, also referring to the Kruvim. Don't make more than two. Only two have to be made, and that's it. Shim Asan Arba, if you make four, Harihin Lefana it's like gods of gold. Lo sasun lachem. Lo somar harini osa kruvim bebeis haknesses v'etim midrash. Don't say I'll make kruvim like in the shuls and the beis medrash. Kedav shani osa bebeis alamem like I do in the beis medrash. Lachin namar. Lo sasun lachem. Don't make for yourselves these types of images, even these places which are not the beis medrash. Only in the, specifically because they're not the beis medrash. Pasuk of Aleph. Mizbeach of demat ha'asali. A mizbeach of earth you should make for me. You offer the olos nashamim, your flocks and your cattle. Any place where I mention my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. Says Rashi, mizbach adama, v'chubar ba'adama. Attach the ground. Shlo yivnenu al gabi amudim al gabi bebasis. You shouldn't build down pillars or a base. Davarach was that was mean mizbach adama. Shumemal asachalav mizbach anachoshes adama b'shasan chani yasam. You should fill the hollow copper altar with earth when the Bnei Yisrael were encamped. Tassily, should take tchilas asiyaso b'shmi. From the outset, it should be made the shame of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that they'll change later on. Is the after love? That's low. Meaning, a love means next to it, not next to upon it. Kemo v'alav matem menashe, and next to it is the tribe of menashe. Or ina ela al mamish. Maybe it means mamish on top of it. Tam lomer. The flesh and the blood are on the altar of Hashem, but not the slaughtering that should be done on the mizbeach. Should need the mizbeach. It's referring to not S, but it's asher that of your flock and cattle. It's an explanation of for your offerings as kavanas ola. And for Karbanos Shlomin. B'chol makom asher askir shemi, asher atein l'chol reshus l'haskir sheham afor shali. Wherever I give, Hashem gives permission to say the explicit name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sham avo elecho v'achticha, there I will come and bless you, asher shechina son lecha, I will rest my shechina upon you. Mikanat alam, shalonitan reshus l'haskir sheham afor shal elecho makom shechina ba sham. Tells us that a person, that permission to mention the name, the explicit name of Hashem, is granted only when only a place where the Shekhinah comes is Yubei Sefachir, this is the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, Sham Nitan, Rishus LaKohanim, LaHaskir Shem HaMeforosh, Nisiyas Kapayim, Mivarach HaSalam. Hashem gives permission during Berachas Kohanim to say the Shem HaMeforosh. Pasuk HaBeis, V'im Mizbeach HaMenem Tassel, if you make for me a stone on Mizbeach, Losev Ne'asen Gazis, don't make it made of cut up stones, Ki Charbecha HaNafta Alev L'tach Alev, because lest you wave your sword over it and defile it. Rashi says, "Im is be'ach adama." Rishmal Omer, "Kol im ve'im shvatol rishos." Anytime it says "im," it means if an option. Chutz mishalosh, except for three times. So this is one of our times. "Bim is be'ach avanim tasali." If you make a mizbech for me, hari in zem shamish b'loshon kasher. In this context, it means when kasher tasali mizbech avanim. When you make for me a mizbech avanim of stones, lo tivnesan gazis, don't make it of stones that are cut. Shrei chova alacha livnos mizbech avanim. because you have an obligation to, meaning you have an obligation to make a mizbeach of rabbanim. Shnemar avanim shleimos timneh. We'll see in Devarim, Hashem's going to say you have to make it of complete stones. Chayin im kesef tilva esami. Similarly, it says when if a person wants to lend money, chovah, you have an obligation to. Shnemar avin tavitenu. You have to give him a loan. Avzem mashamish poloshna asher. So to hear the im in this pasuk, or in the pasuk of im kesef tilva, is referring to when. Chayin the im takir mechas bikurim. If one will bring a meal offering of first fruits, zumin minchasa omer shehichova. This is referring to the meal offering of the omer, which is an obligation. In im must be that these are actually obligations. Of loshon kasher heim shamshin, but they're used, understood in the sense of a kasher one. Because this loshon kaziza means cutting. Sheposum asitam begarzel, we cut them and dress them and prepare them with iron. The word ki here refers to maybe. Perhaps pen maybe you will wave your sword over it and cause it to become tummy. If you did do it, then it would be a defilement. Because the point of the mizbeach is to make man's life longer. Iron is made to shorten a man's life because it's a sword. But oh, and furthermore, Shemizbeach Matal Shalom bin Yisrael bin Avim Shemizbeach Shemayim. Iron cannot be used because Mizbeach makes peace between the Jews and the Akash Baruch Hu. Figach Levo Lov Kori Zimun Bar Ol Mechabel. Therefore, you shouldn't have something that cuts and injures someone. Very Dram Kavachomer. Now, this is a Kavachomer. Uma Avonim Shein Ro'os Vol Shomos Vol Medabra. Stones are inanimate. They don't talk here or speak. Al Yidei Shematil and Shalom. But because they make peace, Amr Torah Lo San Nif Alev Alein Barzel. Don't cut iron over these stones. Matha Shalom bin Ishla Ishto, one who makes peace between his wife and man and his wife, between families, then other machaber between people. Alachas kama shall prevail Quranus, or the more so Quranus will not come upon him. Pasuk Chav Gimel, holo tzalad b'malos on esbachi. Don't ascend steps on mizbeach. Shor tigale erbasocha alav, so that your nakedness will not be uncovered by it. Rashi says, when you go the ramp for the mizbeach, don't make it with steps, echelons, which with steps. Ella chalak yeh mushupa should be smooth and inclined. Because of the steps, you have to make wide steps. And the alpha pish ain't gully ever mamish, even though it's an extra gully exposing the nakedness. Shreksev v'aseh leha mechsei bad. As Torah says, they already have these undergarments of linen pants. The kolukum herchava sabsius carved with gilei erbahu. Still, widening steps is closing into exposing one's nakedness. But tanoig v'minag b'zayon, and that causes a certain b'zayon to these stones in the mizbeach. Now Rashi says, v'ayin v'am kavachomer. V'ma'avonim halolo she'im v'ham da'as la'akbel v'zayonim. These stones don't have any perception of embarrassment or disgrace. So Amar Torah still hold the ishvam tzorech lo tanaig v'am minag b'zayon. Since there's a tzorech for them, there's a need for them, they shouldn't be humiliated. Your friend who's an image of your creator, and actually cares about the humiliation, you have to treat him with a certain respect as well.